Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to our new set. For all you audio listeners, oh man, this is going to take a while.
We are in a dumpster.
How do you describe what's going on?
We found a dumpster, and we are recording in it right now.
Yeah, they're a lot bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually surprising. It's almost conveniently the size of,
yes. of a podcast studio
of a 10 by 10 room.
Yeah, yes. where could we possibly have found a dumpster? This is perfect. We have a set.
Yay.
We upcycled a bunch of stuff. We're helping to keep the landfills cleared by just permanently leaving this garbage in our dumpster.
Yeah, like styrofoam never degrades, so we just kind of throw it back here when we're done with it.
It'll just last forever, and it'll be exactly where it needs to be.
The podcast will last forever.
Exactly. It's like it literally can't decompose. It's so artificial.
As much as you try to get rid of it, it will stay, you know?
Exactly.
It's forever.
Hey, can you hand me the bag that you got down
there?
Oh,
yeah, the cat poop, or whatever.
Yeah, this is...
You got some snacks?
Yeah, we got some snacks.
I honestly would believe this one was real.
You know, if we were smart, we would have planned a bit where we put like a Snickers in there and somebody like opens the bag of cat food.
Yeah, but instead there's
instead there might actually be shit in there.
I actually don't know what this is.
Yeah, every time we ask,
it's like crunchy and
we've never got an answer. It's been leaking too. Like,
oh, it is.
Yeah, it's leaking. Wet.
There's a diaper.
Oh, that's mine, actually. Yeah, I brought that from home.
We're going to change them after this.
We might have to in the middle.
What is
need for a change.
Smell great.
Right now, they're smelling the bag of dog poop.
It could be.
It's a very convincing bag of dog poop.
Yeah, I'm not confident that it's not actual poop in this bag.
Okay.
Welcome. You can see. Thank you to your guys' support on Patreon. We were able to afford this.
Is this what the Patreon money went to?
Some of mostly? It. The other of it went to. What did we spend the money on? What did we buy last?
I think.
Ian, what's the last thing we bought with the Patreon money?
Kevin's flight here.
Kevin's flight here.
Yeah, boy.
Flight here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm here.
Nice. Hell yeah. This is actually Kevin's room.
Kevin brought it with him. Yeah, so I think we've got some interesting things going on. You've got interesting things going on.
All
I don't know.
Interesting things going
You're
on,
always
yeah.
doing something interesting. You're still alive, too, which is a miracle.
I know, very surprising. Very surprising. I have, like, over-under for, like,
how
many more videos I can make before, you know.
Before you go under?
Yeah, before I go under.
I think you've got at least three.
Three more?
Yeah. Three left, at least.
Okay. Thank you. That would be
good. I was being generous. I'm going with two.
Two?
I said it. Oh, yeah, at least is more, isn't it?
Yeah.
Up to three videos.
Up to three? Oh.
I mean, it's like the climbing a building.
Yeah.
The drone one.
Yeah,
the Iron Man
thing. That was dangerous. Yeah, all the flying ones are pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
The ones with heights.
Yeah,
the heights. I don't have to do too many more of those.
Turns out if you go really high,
there's a chance to go really far. Long. Yes.
Are we allowed to talk about the thing that I saw the other that you're working on right now? Yeah.
Yeah,
you think
for
that's
sure.
It? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real like web shooter that will stick onto things and you can swing off of it.
It's cool. Honestly, I really when you first told me that idea, I really didn't think it was gonna work.
Yeah, that's what all my ideas when I tell
What's
you.
What's that?
Well, our guest is Jake Lazer.
Oh, hi,
oh
yes.
Yeah.
It's, sorry.
His real name, by the way, Jake Lazer. Yeah. His last name is actually
Well, Jake
Lazer.
Is actually the fake
time.
Name. Believe it or not.
What? Really? Yeah. Steven. Steven Steve Laser. Laser.
Yeah, Jake's not a real name. Not my real name.
Wait, I thought we looked at your ID.
Yeah, it's not Jake.
Oh my God, I didn't
You just look at the laser. You don't even think that Jake's a fake name.
Yeah. It's like your porn name. You don't want to use your real name.
I know.
Wait, will you tell us what your real name is?
Yeah. I guess.
Wait, what do we censor it?
What do you...
All right, editor, censor Jake's
real name. I don't really care. Right,
tell it's us just your real name and then we'll bleep it.
Okay, I mean...
If you want to know, go to Patreon.
Oh, there you go. For $5 a month, you can know Jake Laser's real name.
It's my ID. I'll just...
All right, what is it? Let's see.
How much cash you got, man?
I got like $6.
I got $6 in here. That'll pay for Kevin's playback.
It looks like
it's not Jake. When is it?
Oh.
Yeah. Even more.
I want, because I've looked at this before.
Yeah, you put even this in your video.
Is there anything on the back of the
card? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
If you could see the back of the card, editor.
I think we're fine.
Maybe we blur that part. Someone's gonna impersonate you.
That's a very pretty name, Jake.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank
Why did you pick a fake name?
My parents did.
So they give you.
Yes.
So your name is Jake.
Yes. My parents always called me Jake.
They regretted it? Like
they regret most decisions about me, but like that's like kind of lower on the
team. So it's like one of those things where like that name is on your birth certificate, but they just called you Jake your entire life.
Yeah.
Why do they do that with some names?
Yeah. What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Did you ask them?
I have. And they just were like, we just like Jake. And I was like,
but then why didn't they name you Jake?
I've been dealing with this for like 24 years. All right. Yeah.
We should call them right now.
Why am I Jake?
Think your mom would pick up if you.
No.
She'd probably
not a chance.
What?
No, okay.
I don't think she'd be happy to get a call from you.
I'm genuinely curious. Like, I'm actually genuinely curious.
What about you? Want to call her?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, put her on speakerphone. See if she picks up.
Put her in the hot seat.
Hi, honey.
Hey, mom. How's it going? So I'm on a podcast right now.
Okay.
And everyone's wondering why you called me Jake instead of my real name that you put on my birth certificate.
How much do I get if I tell you the truth?
How much is it gonna take?
I don't know. How much do you need? I guess. Alan. By the way, it's Alan and Will and Kevin. So that's who's also. Yes.
Do you want to know the real reason?
Yes, please.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we were naming you after Aunt Jacqueline.
Okay, that's my.
We called her Jack, so we called you Jake.
Oh, that's all right.
That doesn't really
makes perfect sense.
Then why is the name on the birth certificate different?
Because he's named after was his great grandfather.
Oh, yeah, so that was a grandfather thing. So that way he could be named after two people at the same time. Oh,
that makes sense.
Sweet.
What about the middle name? They tried to put as many names.
Yes, they just they couldn't come up with a new name, I guess.
Who's the middle name named after?
The sad thing is none of those names are mine.
Yes, sorry about that. Well,
Jake is gonna promise that his kid is gonna just be named after you entirely.
Just gonna be mom.
I'm committing him to it right now that his kid is gonna be named mom.
and we've all heard it here first.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thank you, mom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Laser.
All right. I love you. I'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right.
That's crazy.
I was hoping more drama.
I know. Me too. Honestly. Yeah.
I think that's like he's doing it's like the Rise of Skywalker. He's like every laser
from the past.
They tried to put the entire family tree
entirely just
they saw all the lines on the certificate. They're like, we'll just put everything.
Siblings? Do you have any siblings?
No.
Oh, so she really did just put all the pressure on
every bit of laser. Yeah.
They're like, instead of having more kids, we'll just give you more names.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty much.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of like the end of Harry Potter, where he's named his kids like the ridiculous, like, what do you name? Like Severus Albus Potter Dumbledore. Like, he like puts all of them into. That's you.
That's me? I guess it is. You're making me realize a lot of things I never knew before. Damn. Speaking of lasers, though, we got to talk about your last video.
Oh, yeah. Laser chainsaw. I like the idea. It's just so viscerally, like, I don't know. It a laser chainsaw, like, really, I was going to say turns on, like, my teenage brain. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but.
Turns on my teenage brain.
Yeah, you could maybe work.
I'm very aroused.
I'm uncomfortable.
It sexually arouses the teenager inside of me.
There's definitely a crossover. A 2,000 watt fiber laser that's handheld.
Yes.
And those teenage feelings. There's a lot of, like, you can't really.
It's not sexual, but it's tingling. Like,
well, maybe not.
There's something. Yeah, I'm like, I have to cover myself right now.
I got it. I'm taking a check.
Yeah. I don't have to. I don't really have a problem with that.
Will came up with the idea for the title. I didn't know where I was going with that. I'm just like, I just wanted the laser. I bought the laser. I burned stuff
with
it.
You were the one who decided to cut a tree down with it.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah.
Did you just see that tree and you were like, eat shit, tree?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, fuck that tree.
I remember the Mr. Beast Team Trees thing, and I'm like, you know what?
I'm going to do my part. Get rid
There's
of that.
Too many trees. I have a question about that tree. What were you planning on getting rid of it? Or you just needed a subject?
I just needed it. That was like, I'm like, okay, I need to cut down a tree within like 50 feet of this outlet. Cause that's as far as I can reach. I'm like,
That one's done.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of those videos, like when we did the lemon battery video with Mark. Mm. You're like, man, are people going to get mad that we used all these lemons and you wasted lemons, even though they were like the trash lemons?
Oh, like kids could have eaten those lemons.
Kids
could have eaten. Exactly. Right? Like, they were the, I don't know, I think they called them like the B lemons, like the B grade lemons.
That's tough to be like a B lemon.
The lemons that were like waitlisted to get in the lemon college.
Yeah. Exactly. They're like the shitty lemons. They're all kind of weird shape. Yeah. Some of them are sort of like, you know, I don't want to say rotten, but like
juicy enough to throw on cars going down the freeway.
Maybe they might be. It's more they just don't want to they don't want to sell these. It's not easy to sell. Yeah. So they just sell them in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the kind of the same with a tree. You're just like, yeah, this tree, I was going to cut it down anyways.
It was looking kind of lumpy.
Yeah. I took it out of its misery. How do you eat that many lemons? You know, what do you say? Yeah, we ate all the lemons
afterwards. Make lemonade,
you
stupid.
Do.
That's literally there's an entire saying.
Your teeth would literally erode entirely if you drank that much lemonade.
I think there's like, I don't know, there's something about like having the laser gun and like, I mean, evaporating like rust off.
That's pretty cool.
It's very satisfying.
They would
have
called you a god even 100 years ago. 200 years ago, you would have been
They would have burned me at the stake.
Yeah, they would have burned
you. But you would have burned them back, so it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Would have been pretty fair.
They wouldn't have been able to get close until your 240 battery pack ran out.
Yeah, that's true.
Until the portal closed and like
cut off the extension cord. Yeah. You're a mere mortal again.
Are you gonna bring it here? Are you gonna bring
it? I want to play with it. I really want to play with it.
You guys can all play with it.
Okay, cool. Because I have a big like Buster sword, like a very big sword that I made for a video a while ago, and I left it outside for like a year.
So
it's incredibly rusty right now.
My tractor's pretty rusty too.
I'll take the rust off. I'll take the paint off.
I'll take the metal off. I'll take
my eyes are pretty rusty. Clean my cataract.
Do you see this fly right here? Stay still.
That fly would be dumb.
Oh, the dumpster.
It's a paid actor. Don't worry.
Could you actually shoot a fly down with that laser? Oh, it's on Ian Doki. Ian, don't move. There's a fly on your back.
I was actually like zapping the moths flying around the light.
Hit him. Get
at liberty.
Hit him.
Get at liberty. No,
no, you smack him.
I thought you were going to squish it.
Oh, you got
back.
It. You got it. It's behind the dumpster.
Kevin, next time put your back into it. I want to hear a pop when you hit it.
Wow. So this is real garbage then.
It is.
Actual real garbage. Apparently it's already attracted flies. That makes me think the bag might have real poop in it. Do people who listen to this podcast, do they like watch all the videos? I don't know.
I don't know if they even know who
I don't know
any of us anyone, are, really. Yeah.
That's better that way.
Yeah, okay. That's actually...
Your so life would be worse if you figure it out.
Yeah.
Seen the videos, right? It's like the laser that removes rust off of stuff. I mean, I tell that to people, but a lot of people haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally like, it looks like a line that scans across the metal, and it's just like a cloud of rust just gets blasted off the metal, and it's like perfect metal underneath. It's wild. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I kind of didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, they used to be super expensive too. So
how much is the laser?
I paid like $12,000 for it.
I mean, that's not
that's
bad.
Really
that's
not cheap. Bad considering
like what it is.
I mean, yeah, especially because 2 years ago they were like $100,000.
Yeah.
Could you put it on a backpack, or is it just way too big?
You could probably.
Is it a way to like miniaturize that and make like the most badass laser gun?
Like the actual laser unit itself is like, you know, a little bit bigger than like, it's like two laptop cases stacked on top of each other. It's, Or like a desktop computer sized thing. Yeah.
Okay. So it's small. How heavy is it? Pretty heavy.
The laser itself is probably only like 75-80 pounds, but like everything okay. else with it, it needs like a water chiller, it needs a water oh. heater, because you have to keep it within like 2 degrees.
What if you just want to use it for like 2 seconds, just to
yeah,
like...
you could do it. You okay. could do it.
Yeah, I did that when I
just have one person in mind, pew, one
pew,
shot.
Pew. I mean, you'd be shooting like little pulses anyways.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Pew, pew,
when I built my laser cutter, I had the tube installed, mm-hmm. and I wasn't running water through. I was just mm-hmm. testing it, and I was like, oh, like there's like a little bit of like thermal inertia.
Yeah.
Right. Can put, and then I pushed it too far, and it exploded.
Oh, did really? It really? Did it like...
How long?
It was maybe like 10 seconds or something.
Oh, 10 seconds.
But that was like, I didn't have any money. I was like broke. Like Chelsea was the only one with a job. And I had spent like, I think I had like $1,400. Mm-hmm. And I just did a job with my dad. And then instead of paying me, he bought all the stuff from the guy when we went and bought the laser from this dude who had like started building it and then uh-huh. gave up building it and just mm-hmm. didn't have enough time.
Okay.
So my dad paid for it, and it was like more than what he owed me for the work. And it was like, I think it was like $1,400. And so I didn't have to spend my like actual last $1,400. And so the tubes themselves at the time were like $900. And so that was like a really bad.
That's a fuck up.
Really bad. I was sitting there and I was like, oh, I should not have done
You're
that.
You're like pushing the button, then you hear like a clink.
Oh, no, it exploded.
Oh, really?
It was like a bomb. Yeah. Wow. So the outer casing was fine, but all the internal stuff, because there were three. There's like the laser tube, there's like the cooling jacket, and then there's like the air gap mm-hmm. to give it like more strength. It's like a bigger like area moment of inertia.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like boom. I think it may have actually like punctured a hole in the outer layer too. Like it just exploded.
Ooh.
And so then I had to go find this company that was like importing them. They were like in Huntington Beach. I like drove down there and I was like, can I, if I give you like $700 cash, will you give it to me for like $700? And
did they do it?
They did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right. That's, you still got $700 left though.
Yeah. So So Caretaker was my like my safety net at the start of YouTube, where she was working and I wasn't, and
I
spent all my money on the laser.
You blew up.
But I remember that was such a big thing at the time, was like you had like a whole like laser time dance and like.
Yeah,
it felt like a little character, like almost like a Pee Wee Playhouse type of thing.
There's like a weird dude in a weird house. I remember we did a video where we like the camera pans around and you see a bed, and I didn't realize it, but that was like the first time anyone had seen like the full 360, and everyone was like, "Why is there a bed in your kitchen?"
Yeah,
I remember that video. Like, because it's a tiny cheap little like a studio. Like it's a garage. It used to be a garage. Like that's why there's a bed in the kitchen.
Yeah, I thought it was like a workshop. And then you like pan the camera and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? There's like a sink over there.
Actually, I'm excited because I don't know when it's going to happen, but I want to move into Jake's place where he's right now, because Jake has a new place, and I want to film my videos where his videos are and never explain it, ever.
Except for right now.
Watches this. No one's going to know.
No one watches our videos anyway.
It's like two months of income to pay for Kevin's flight out here.
I just really like that because it's like you've done up your garage currently to be like, you know, the Jake Laser kind of like the camera place. And I am going.
I want
to,
that.
You're going to I'm take like, that.
Yeah,
I want.
I am
take
not
going to
touch a thing in that garage. I'm just going to sit exactly where you sit, and I'm going to talk to the camera, and no one's going to know.
Exactly.
No one's going to know.
And then I'm going to start making my red videos, and then we're all just going to cycle, and it's going to be great.
When can I move in? By the way, when is
I don't know. We're still figuring that out, because we also really want to keep the place too.
Well, that's I am going to be the groundskeeper for.
You want
to
be the groundskeeper for it?
I mean. You know, like if you want to leave,
what do you mean groundskeeper? There's nothing there. It's just dirt.
No, he's got a Tormach in the garage, and if he leaves,
that's not ground. That's a Tormach.
Well, I will keep it.
The keeper of the Tormach.
It'll rust if he's not there. It'll rust.
Well, yeah, that's why we have you.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Laser.
Exactly.
I'm with Alan on this one.
You are.
Yeah, I think that Alan's got a really good point.
I'll move in my laser cutter, and you know, there's all the golf carts in the backyard. I'll take care of those too. You know, you got to drive them around.
That's true.
Get the oil
lubrication.
Yeah, they're electric, but
But you know, the electrons, they get seized up if you don't.
The wires will corrode if you don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've heard of that.
So you got to drive those around. I think you could leave your car
there too, and Alan will take care of that.
You need
leave
me,
my
Jake.
Food there.
Your money's
going to
get
dust.
Your
money there.
Like, your money's probably getting really. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
I'm a big fan of this plan.
I have actually never heard someone say anything smarter in my entire life.
Wow.
You can leave me your little Spider-Man web shooter, because that thing is sweet.
No, I mean, oh, yeah. You can just, leave all your projects in the old house.
Just recreate all the videos. Yeah. Hey, I made this thing, whatever it does. Oh,
suddenly,
fuck.
I published 12 videos in 1 month, and they're all just playing with Jake's shit.
He'll be the third person, fourth, fifth person to copy Jake's videos.
Are we allowed to talk about Arak?
Sure.
Did we bring that up last time?
We did once.
Well, because between then and now, we went to the streaming.
Oh, yeah.
And they like specifically used the footage of him climbing like Spider-Man that was ripped off of you.
Climbing
like
Spider-Man.
He had the gall to like make a joke about other people stealing his thumbnails. I think.
Yeah.
I remember texting you because you were across the stage. Room. And we're like, holy shit, Jake, this guy's incredible. He's such an inspiration.
Yeah, I do remember that. And I remember being like, funny. I mean, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Because we've spent the whole time kind of like just shit talking the streamies, and then we found out there was a hot mic right next to us.
Really? Oh god.
And so someone in particular heard some of the things that
really?
We were saying. But it wasn't bad. You. No, it wasn't bad.
No, we were just
you'll never
be able to really tell.
You can never prove it.
You never could prove it.
We have cameras on you guys. What do you mean?
We were being civil, and we hadn't been drinking at all.
No, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
And our
it's
table
a professional
was,
setting.
We had the best table, too, because our table was like that old geriatric TikTok
The senior
house.
Citizen brigade.
Yeah.
Hashtag TikTok over 30.
Is that, yeah. Dude, they were... Oh, no. They put us at the whole table.
Oh, wait, is that why? It was the only table where everyone over 30 was sitting. And it just so happened there was mostly 70-year-olds.
They put Mark in the middle, and he's like, what, 50?
Yeah, 60, pushing
Mark's
70.
Mark's 70?
I think I heard Mark was 70 years old. The only way
he looks great for a 50.
Amazing.
You could tell everybody that's not true, Mark, but you can only do it from the podcast as a guest.
Oh, yeah, why hasn't he been here yet?
I don't know, probably because we suck.
I keep making fun of him.
Because we're in
podcast.
A literal dumpster right now.
Yeah, it's nice in here.
It is. Come on, Mark.
Come into our dumpster. You know you belong here with us.
Yeah.
I was in San Francisco recently, and there is so much poop on the sidewalk.
San Francisco is...
I don't know how else to say it. It's just that, like...
I thought it was, like, a really nice city, you know?
The idea of the city
really expensive,
is very nice.
It's, like, really nice.
There's poop.
Why is
everywhere.
There so much poop?
Because they have people just poop. And
they have
were
a
you
problem.
Pooping, Alan?
I was... For once, it was not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't. I've never.
Are you mad that it wasn't you?
I was impressed, honestly. It was incredible that.
The amount, the volume.
Because you walk around downtown LA and you think it's like pretty nasty. Because it can get pretty rough in the summer.
Yeah.
But then, like.
It's like someone actually went out of their way to collect poop and put it there.
I'm like, just like.
I didn't see it.
We
actually never got out of the car.
So we just went to San Francisco. We're looking at venues for the Maker event we're going to do, which will be announced soon, which is...
Great segue into San Francisco.
Yeah, we did. This is the soft launch.
Yeah, the soft launch.
So we've decided to do it in the poop capital of the world.
Yeah.
Good launch.
Because we can't make it any worse than it is.
Exactly.
What we're going to do is we're going to make a path. We're going to part the poop so that you'll be able to walk to the event without stepping in poop. Yes, exactly. It'll be like poo Moses.
Poo Moses.
Poo
Moses. You say that?
Yeah, poo Moses.
Yeah.
What are they going to? What's he going to do? Come out here and smite us?
Maybe with poop. I don't know. But that's kind of what you want.
Hey, editor, how good are you at like lightning effects?
just delete Will for the rest of the podcast.
So the idea is it's going to be a maker fair, and it's going to be kind of like a classic maker fair, but even worse because we'll be in charge.
Did you get invited to VidCon this year?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for this 2023 VidCon? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really
That means no.
Checked. Probably not.
So yeah, none of us
Neither
got invited to VidCon. So we decided to...
Did they already send out the invite?
Yeah, you would know.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Right, Ian?
Woof.
Yeah, you
guess
know.
We're out.
Wow, what a way to find out, Jake. Sorry, you had to find out.
Wow,
in a
is
dumpster.
A in a dumpster. Literally, what's...
Next, you're going to be at the old people table at the streamies.
So VidCon, and I'm only saying this because we didn't get invited, it's a little bit... different than it used to be. It used to be more, I think, kind of creator oriented, where there was like, because it was started by Hank Green, who made an event and like 1,000 people showed up. Was it 1,000 or 100? 1,000 people showed up, And it was essentially four creators, like YouTubers, like way back in like the early, the stuff I always, you know, talk about, like the
prehistoric
nostalgia.
Prehistoric time.
Yeah, exactly. Times. Boomer tubers. Mm-hmm. And it grew into this event that was able to, you know, make money and pay for itself by having fans and sponsors. And then it turned into sort of a bigger business. And then it was bought by Viacom. And it has slowly turned into, like, it's still the same thing, but it's a little bit less, like, I feel like they're not as in tune with what the creators who show up want from the event. Because when I went in 2018, it was like kind of YouTube summer camp where you're just like, oh my God, it's all these people that you've seen. And you hang out, you go get food, you do, you know, stupid things with. And the last year was kind of the most, felt the most out of touch, where it's like, oh, that spirit is sort of gone.
Right. And I mean, it was also, that was the only year that I went. And at that point, it was TikTok
was the title sponsor,
and so they had this weird thing where, like, you could have TikTokers with millions of followers and nobody really, like, cared or knew who they were, so they would have, like, tables, and, like, there was, like, that poor girl who, like, had a booth where no one showed up, even though she had, like, 5 million followers. And so she did a TikTok for her booth where it was like, well, no one cares. Like, just
I'm not sure I respect that she did that, because I absolutely would not have shared that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's fun, because you never really get to see all these people in one place.
Yeah,
and
I had a lot of fun.
Going there the first time was like, oh my God. You know, I'm like, we met Michael Vsauce, and I see him in person, and it's just like, oh my God, it's like, it's Michael
him.
Vsauce. It's him.
You,
like,
can touch him.
Yeah.
You can.
And he's okay with
don't,
it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. If you wanted to. You could breathe his breath that he breathed.
Yeah.
You share oxygen.
You smell him.
Do you think it's also, like, because it was your first VidCon, it's like a little bit more of a...
I think about that, but I don't think so, because I think 2019 was okay, too.
Okay.
2018 was definitely the first year, plus it's still having, like, being kind of retaining the original spirit or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was, like, a little bit of a... Like, it digressed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it definitely, because of the TikTok sponsorship, and because you then took two sort of drastically different platforms and put them together, it felt like, I think what I have just tried to describe is, like, it felt like you were paid to be there, except you weren't paid, if that makes sense. Like, the reason they could get you there was because they were paying you, not because it was going to be fun.
Really corporate. Kind of corporate.
Yeah, exactly. Corporate. It was kind of like, oh, you're here because you want to be here, but we're not doing the things that you'd want to be here for.
And I feel like YouTube used to be smaller in general. I think the first time I went was 2016, which was the only time I went.
How many people were, like, there at that point?
It was like, it? Just probably just as big as it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was huge. Like, it's jam-packed. And I met, like, King of Random, Mark Rober there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we did a meetup, but VidCon didn't, like, you, like, facilitate that. Okay. And also, we had to go, like, outside of the hotel, like, by the street. And everybody had to come to us because there was no, like, space to do it.
How many people died getting run over by cars?
Was it pretty crazy?
A couple people died. I think they stabbed King of Random.
Oh, God.
And Mark Rober chased around by a guy with a... Yeah.
Machete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss that kind of stuff. Like, I miss the sort of, like, the kind of more chaotic, like, a bunch of people. Like, I think that the people, a lot of people that watch our stuff are probably, like, the best kind of audience, because everybody likes just, like, kind of cool shit.
Yeah. And there's, like, a lot of people that make cool shit.
Yes.
And, like, if you know this one person that makes cool shit, like, you don't even have to know the other guy, but you know that he's,
you're,
cool.
Like, on board with it. You're like, oh yeah, like, it's like you have this sort of common ground where you just do stuff. And then, like, I feel like for us it's kind of like that. It's like the videos are sort of how you know, pay your bills. But doing cool shit and weird stuff and just, like, kind of, I don't say breaking the rules, but, like, doing things in a way that typically would never be done because it's either dumb or expensive.
And that's how I remember VidCon is, like, oh, you're a YouTuber, I'm a YouTuber, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. But now it seems, like, kind of fragmented, especially since you're bringing in TikTok.
Yeah.
And now, like, you know, being a YouTuber is, there's a lot of them.
Were there, like, less different YouTubers at this VidCon, this current one?
The last one, because a lot of them were replaced with TikTok people.
Okay, so it's like the company that's running it just invited less YouTubers and more TikTok? Because
TikTok was the title sponsor.
Yeah, right.
And so then it's like, I mean, obviously.
They want to, like, promote their stuff.
Right.
I see.
And so YouTube took over again this year, but it's like kind of the damage is done. And, you know, it's already had a bit of,
who did they invite?
Like TikTok wise?
No, who this year?
Not us.
Not Evan clearly not us.
Evan and Caitlin.
Yeah.
Apparently you could apply for featured, which I guess kind of makes sense, but it's always, I thought they always just like pick people, which I always was never really sure how I got picked.
They just misspell a name on
the form. That's what I was thinking. Like, I had something that happened in middle school where I got put
Billy
in the band.
William Boss.
My sister was in band, but they accidentally put me in band. And so it could have been something like that. Bilbo. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But long story short, I want selfishly to do an event.
Have that again.
I want that experience. And I want to have... You know, where you get to see people's cool stuff. Mm-hmm. You get to have conversations with you guys who listen to this and do similar things. I mean, even in the Safety Third Discord, like every time we talk about something, and like it's hard to ask for advice like on Discord or Twitter because you just get a mess. But like if you talk about something or say something wrong on the podcast, then you get a bunch of people coming in and telling you you did it wrong. And you're like, oh, wow, well, how do you do it right? And then you get like, you know, a couple $100 of free, you know, consultation. Nice. And like even, you know, last episode we were talking about the surveying and the terrain
like
mapping.
The laser level
and I got an email from a guy who like sent me a video of how like he saw this video and that's how he did his property. He did the topography where you measure the altitudes and whatnot, and I was like, oh cool, you know. And so it's like people are just sort of into this stuff. And so when you go to an event, it's not just a bunch of people who are like, oh, I watched your videos, blah blah. It's people who are like, hey, look at this cool thing I did. And like that is so much fun.
I mean, especially because like right now, like that, like actual Maker Faire is kind of defunct at this point.
I have no idea what happened. Like they went bankrupt or something.
I think they got greedy. Yeah, once we get greedy, right around year three, I think.
Maybe they know something.
I'll
we
be
don't
gone
know.
At that point. So
yeah,
maybe it's a bad idea to do one of these.
That's well, yeah, I. From I mean, that was my pitch to you guys, is like, I guarantee we'll throw the event, and I guarantee you'll lose all the money that we put into it.
I said, say no more. I lose my money in a lot less exciting ways than
this. Yeah, I'm only like a spectacular willing to invest if we can promise that I will get none of that money back.
I think we could pretty much guarantee that.
Can we sprinkle on some felonies as well?
Maybe? I think that I can also pretty much guarantee that. I think, I honestly think every time we go somewhere, we definitely do something that might be borderline felony.
Yeah.
It's only felony if you get caught. If there's evidence.
There's definitely I'm still waiting. I think about 3 more years to make a video where I can fully talk about it because the statute of limitations is up.
It makes it tough when you're like putting it all on the internet. Like not ideal.
Well, just it's all editing and
it's all magic.
It's movie magic.
It's like,
movie
magic. It's like
any felony that we may have committed online is faked.
Yes.
We faked it for the views, and
it's like
that's
that dollar
the
bit you did.
You did that too.
Yes.
Really?
Schrodinger's $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's like John Wick. It's not real. Because it's a movie, and it's the same thing here. It's all the crimes we commit are not real crimes because it was fake.
We faked them.
Yeah, we have a guy who's really good at CGI for science experiments.
And no, you cannot talk to him.
I think it's going to be...
He only appears after you take 25 grams of Benadryl.
Okay. What happens at 50?
I've never reached that.
Uncharted territory.
Aren't you excited to see all of this in person?
I have been trying to avoid selling it like that because I don't think they are. They try to stay away from us.
I mean, I guess this would be kind of it'd be interesting to like have in the comments like what people would like to see in like an event like that, right?
Like similar to Maker Faire, different, you know, like people have brought up stuff from TwitchCon that they really like.
Right.
Like I was talking to Evan and Caitlin earlier today, and they really, really were like complimenting some of the like event style shows.
Yeah,
that
like
TwitchCon
the foam pit that was too low, so people broke their backs.
We talked about that, and I was thinking like, the problem.
Oh, tungsten cube pit.
Well, I think that might be too expensive. So I can't
get a diving board.
The problem with the foam is like they were able to sort of move, and so when you go into the pit, the blocks would kind of slide out of the way. So if we put like spikes, like metal spikes, you can put the foam on it.
Well, like
that'll
little
keep
like
them
kebabs.
So when you jump in, the foam will stop your fall.
Yeah, like Orbeez with spikes in them.
Exactly.
That's like
it's like a very cushioning effect. So that's my pitch.
Okay. I want to have, which one was the one with the tiny said ball pit? I want one of those.
Which one?
Wasn't there like a failed,
DashCon.
I want it to be like DashCon.
Tumblr.
Because the whole thing wasn't the story. No. Like, it was all arranged by like a 17-year-old girl or something. And she had no experience, had no idea what was going on, but everyone was like assuming that she was in charge. Oh, and God. So was then you end up with like... Yeah. You end up with a kiddie pool just full of like a handful of balls, and that was the ball. Oh.
Can we go smaller?
Yeah.
Like a spaghetti pot with one ball.
We should. What if we make like a little museum of famous convention pools?
Oh!
Like, I was thinking we could set up like a mini foam pit and we just cover it in caution tape like it's been shut down.
Yeah.
Holy crap. We could, I mean, at this point, we could actually do like a... Like almost a little exhibit of like failed pits over the years.
And then we have like a spot at the end that's shaped oddly like our entire convention.
It's like the with a question mark over it.
Who's that convention?
2023 2 question mark?
Yeah. I'm so excited. I am so excited. Are we going to have corn dogs?
I am literally open to any suggestions. Like there's... Basically, what we've discovered is this is like an endless pit of possibilities, which is truly horrifying.
I wouldn't describe... Usually, a positive thing isn't described as a pit.
Endless.
Okay, well...
A bottomless void of happiness.
There's a million ways for this to go horribly wrong. Yeah. And we would like to invite you into that journey. So we just looked at venues in San Francisco. We actually didn't see that much ship. We were also pretty close to the wharf.
It all gets washed down.
I think that it either
water.
Gets washed away or they know they have to like keep it clean, so they push it up.
Where do they put it? Just
the storm drains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They stomp it down. That's
what the dolphins eat now.
Dude, they're strong. It's really good for them. What do they call that when with crops where they switch the plants every other year?
Oh, like nitrogen cycle?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It turns out this is exactly what dolphins needed.
They all have six-pack abs now.
And hepatitis. I'm basically, what I want to do and what we need to do, this is the part I'm worried about, is like at a fair like this, it's like a county fair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's like two parts to this. I feel like we're making this sound like we don't really have a plan, which we don't, but we're working on it and we're very confident in our, what are we talking, like 30% of a plan? Where are we at right now?
30 is generous.
30 is pretty generous.
I think we're around way off.
No. We have the creators that want to be a part of it far.
Yes.
And we have the space that we want to do it in.
Worst case scenario, everyone shows up to a parking lot.
Yes. And we get drunk.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like that is a good
That sounds pretty good too. Considering that that's the floor, that's a good start.
And if it's illegal, illegal to drink there, what are they going to do? Arrest 6,000 people?
Yeah, 6,000 people with battle bots that have been
with
charged
batteries. Beer bottles. You take a lipo, you just like bite the end off, twist the wire through.
The engineer grenade.
You pull the pin, just rip the wires off the battery.
It shorts it.
This is gonna be good.
I would put my life on this being good. But also I feel like
I would
like,
also put your life put on.
I feel like I've lived a pretty good life and I'm willing to go out on a limb. Like if I do die, I think that I lived a pretty good life.
Hell of a way
I think
to go
we're all willing to put your life on the line. So yeah, I think we're on board.
We're on board.
I should have picked something else.
But who do we like? So we need people to be in the event.
We need people to show off what they've done.
From the maker community.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with like cool projects.
We
want to
cool
talk about
stuff.
It.
Yes. Like if you do things and you want a place to like show it off and like talk to people and have conversations about what you've done. I think we're going to basically copy the model that every other convention does where you can do it as like a hobbyist. So a lot of times I've seen like crazy Lego stuff or like weird 3D printing mods. And then sometimes there's more like businessy sides of things where it's like artists selling stuff or like software, like little software companies. Like I remember going to Maker Faire in I think 2018 or maybe it was 2019. And a guy was working on a piece of software that he was promoting called Lightburn, which was laser cutting software. And that was the software essentially that I was like desiring at the time. I was like, that is exactly what I wanted for laser cutting.
And now it's pretty much the software.
Yeah. Because it does exactly what you want it to do. Yeah. And like, I was so used to dealing with crappy software and like all the little like, you know, cheats and stuff you have to do to like try to change the order. It's like, if you had it do order, if you had it cut, like my laser cutter, if you wanted it to cut an outer edge, you had to do closest lines. But closest lines wouldn't cut islands first. And so it would cut down the outer edge, it'd cut the big thing and it would shift.
And then it would cut center.
And so what it would do is I would say cut islands first. So it would cut the islands, and then when it would get to the outside, it would sometimes do like a fillet. Like it would do a rounded corner, it would go psh, and then it would come over here and go psh, and psh, and then it would do the line, and it's like and so you had this like crazy inefficiency. And so like seeing that guy, you know, promoting Lightburn at the Maker Faire was like, I go over there and I talked to him and I was like, this is the software that I wanted. You know, it was sort of like buy a guy for a guy. And like
buy a guy for a guy.
Buy a dude for a dude. I was like, it's, think about, you know, that. Words are hard.
Guarantee if that's the tagline for this event, it's gonna have a crowd. I don't know if they're gonna get what they're expecting, but someone's gonna show up.
And they'll pay money, and that's all that matters. As long as we don't go into major debt.
Yeah.
I'm a guy for a guy.
Have you heard about Prusa's new XL printer, their giant printer?
No, I haven't.
So they're making a new giant printer.
How big?
It's, I don't know, big though, I guess.
The size of this dumpster?
Only if there was a place.
Can it print exactly this right now?
No, definitely not that big.
Okay.
Only if there was a place where you could go and see it. This is all Prusa also. I haven't talked to them yet, and I'm not sure if they would come. But if you would like to come to the convention in San Francisco in July, you can hit me up, or maybe I'll send you an email because you probably aren't listening to this.
If anybody, somebody in the company.
Someone knows the janitor who works at Prusa.
I've already promised people they can come see your XL printer. And I haven't even talked to you about your XL printer. So I think I need to plan more. And
really, it's going to be mostly
it's
like...
It's not a lie as long as you retroactively make it true.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to email Prusa?
I mean, if I've been meaning to buy a Prusa. I don't have one yet, but I'm gonna get one eventually. And
are you trying for a Prusa sponsorship right now?
No, I'm just saying that I hear that they're very good machines.
I would strongly recommend it based off of the things I've heard other people say.
You're just trying to get a new printer.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, I am saying that I believe Prusa to be a good company.
Based on what?
Well, on the fact that I want to buy one of the printers someday.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. I think that IPG Lasers makes really cool lasers. And I'm just saying.
I think that Taco Bell makes pretty good tacos. I actually, I'm a big fan of the Mexican pizza. Like, actually, I don't know what is in the sauce, but I was eating one the other day and I was like, I feel like there's like drugs or something in it. It's like there's something. It's like perfect drugs.
You know, I was watching them shoot down the balloon the other day, and I'm like, you know who? Lockheed Martin is super cool company. Yeah, yeah. Like, what do they put in those missiles?
Right.
You know,
it's got to
be. They work so good. They work so good.
Like the way they explode is super cool.
Man, yeah.
And like then they fly and stuff. Like, they probably can't need fly to, or explode.
They probably
like,
need people to test them.
Yeah,
they
do that.
Like, yes.
Anytime.
If I die, you can use my body. For your missile, testing. And
that's a thing.
As a target.
That is actually a thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm offering
my
corpse.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. When I die, not if I die.
Yes.
What anybody you? I meant anything nice you want to say about a random company that has nothing.
Oh, Snake Warehouse, right?
Or Snake
Warehouse.
CNN.legal.
Cat Warehouse is him.
Oh, no, CNN.legal.
I really like that. I really like Snake Warehouse. I really like that. Really rolls off the tongue.
Kind of good. A warehouse full of snakes. Think about it.
I don't know. I think there's something there, Alan.
Snake Warehouse. I can get the URL and it can just redirect. CNN.legal, because the clothing it's nice and it's new. Clothing
CNN, nice if you'd new. Like to come to
CNN.
This event. And Sue Allen. That could be an event.
They
for...
can't. They don't got shit on me.
Yeah, they can still sue you.
That's true. Yeah, you can actually. Oh, no. Wait, please don't. If you don't sue me, CNN.
There is literally nobody at CNN listens to this.
Good. Let's keep it.
They don't do any research.
Is that your way of saying you want a free shirt?
Yeah.
I'll give you a shirt.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. And a snake, too, if you could.
A free snake?
With legs.
Oh. Huh? Yeah. Mm. I want to do power wheel racing. Okay. So
what is that?
Basically, you take power wheel cars.
Okay.
And you race them. So the problem was, there's a lovely man named Jim who used to run the events at all the maker fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is these dweebs who did power wheel racing, I know some of them listen to this, so I'm doing this targeted. They turned it into an engineering dick measuring contest. It's literally the shittiest toy cars you can buy, and you race them on a track. They're supposed to follow power. They were like, they would have fuses. And I remember they were like, I don't know if they did it or they were talking about, they were pouring like liquid nitrogen on the fuses to try to get more power. Like it was
like the fuse
wouldn't blow.
No, you have like the only limitation is that you have a 10 amp fuse or something like
so
that.
They are super
besides
cool,
that,
super cool.
You, it's unlimited fuse. Power.
You pull the plastic shell off of a steel frame go kart. No, this is lemons. We're gonna do power wheel racing. It's gonna be lemons. It's got to have like an original axle. I don't know. I still got to work on what the rules are.
Yeah.
They have to be crap.
It's tough because if you give dweebs any sort of rules, they will figure out ways to try and get
it. And I respect the hustle. I really do appreciate it, but I'm bringing you back to earth. I want to do power tool racing. I have a guy. I mean, is there anything you guys want to do? What are like combat robotics, like small combat robotics?
Yeah, I think small like combat robotics would be cool.
I want to do a lot of interactive stuff, like interactive art pieces and like that kind of stuff.
Did I ever
like,
tell you my horrible idea? I don't know if I actually want to even go down.
Is
this.
It the penis
it's
one?
It's the penis it's wall. The penis one. Yeah.
What's the penis?
This is.
What? This is a tangent to the Maker Fair?
No, it's completely related.
So we were at Maker Fair, and I think they had like a sort of 18 only section, and it was kind of like more sexual art pieces, and that gave me a really good idea. We have a wall of famous penises, so we send people those like the molds that you can do, and you submit them anonymously, and so you know that on this wall is someone's famous penis, but it's completely arbitrary and it doesn't matter, and it's you'll never know, and so it's meaningless.
Right.
That's my idea. It's just an idea. We're never gonna do it.
So are there castings?
Yeah, like rubber castings.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And you walk through, and then we don't let kids in it.
Someone's gonna like develop like a neural network that's trained on penises and facial structure, and it's gonna find the smallest genetic correlations,
and then they're gonna
line
point
up
the smallest.
The smallest.
I've decided that we're no longer doing this. I'm not sure I can handle that kind of criticism.
Do you think that would actually work, though? Do you think, like, if you trained something on penises to faces, that you could then get a picture of a penis?
Face to penis.
And then
just by looking at somebody's face.
Yeah. Like, do you think there's any, DNA correlation?
I think statistically, you could probably narrow it down.
You could definitely, because, like,
it is
skin
very
tone,
narrow,
like,
true.
We won't get
like,
color.
You won't get color? What, are you half-assing this?
Yeah, it's just. I mean,
you're not doing like,
no, it's got.
He just went there.
On a really simple.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. There's like subtle tones.
Subtle
right?
tone.
Like you know, maybe there's one race of people. There's leans to the left a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You never know.
Maybe another race. It's a little bit more red. Like
it could work.
Maybe you know more hair on the tip.
Hair on the tip of.
Oh, I hate shaving the tip.
I pluck.
You pluck?
Yeah, the problem.
I just kind of like glow. It's like a dandelion for me.
You know, you blow off the tip. It's like nose hair. It keeps the flies from getting in.
Oh, yeah, that's good. How many flies are getting in?
Well, none.
Oh, not anymore.
I laser it.
Laser my eye.
I think there might be something wrong with us or me. No, it's us.
No, it's yeah.
What about a wall of butts? Maybe that's a little.
That I think would be a little bit more reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
There's something better. Very.
What if you just have everybody like photocopy their butt? They sit on it, and it kind of like prints out on like
that. That would be cool. I would do that.
And you have no idea whose butt is who. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that idea. You can sell it as like a coffee table book, and the seam is like in the butt crack. And
so it's like full spread.
Yeah. As you flip pages, it's like kind of sort of naturally creased. We should probably pitch some of these ideas to Shark Tank.
These are amazing.
What if your pitch is it's a coffee table book of the Shark Tank investors' butts, and you're pitching that to the Shark Tank investors.
And you've got like pre, you're like, obviously we don't have pictures of your butts right now, so we've got pre.
And if I did, I wouldn't tell you about it.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a correlation between like people's butts and if they were rejected or not.
Butt
like,
fingerprint?
Yeah, like no, it's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, look at this butt. This butt rejected. Look at this butt. What do you think? And you're like, oh, that butt was definitely rejected too. And you are right.
What do we call the book? Butt stuff or something?
Butt yeah, stuff. Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a, write that down, Liberty.
Yeah, please, somebody keeping notes. They, no, why? They're
she's,
like, they...
she's calling a lawyer right now.
Yeah. I feel like we should take a second to say that. So this maker event, minus all the things we've just said, is
great.
It's great.
Oh man,
it
how do I say this?
Endless pit of greatness.
Endless.
It is for
deep, dark pit.
It's a fountain of.
The event itself will be family friendly. There will not be a wall of dicks or butts.
Yeah. Visible
it'll
to your
be,
children.
If there is, it'll be separate yeah, from they'll be everywhere separate, else.
They'll
yeah.
be separated from yeah. each other.
You'll have
they'll
to swipe your credit card through them. You could donate to whichever butt you think is the nicest by swiping. You know what we do? We get like, man, we're just going right back into it. We go like the like a Dave and Buster's, you know, like the arcade
yeah,
cards,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we have the wall of butts, and yes. you vote for the butt you think is the nicest yeah. by swiping through the crowd.
Or it's like you want to find out who it is, you swipe it, and it tells you who that is for like $5.
Oh, true.
You get so many credits, you have to keep reloading with credits,
yeah.
And we do it in $3 increments, so that way you put $6 in, but you can only do one butt,
also,
so you got to put more.
The number yeah. three oh, yeah. is the most butt-like yeah. number.
Eight is pretty butt like.
Eight's very butt like too.
Eight's like yeah. two butts. Yeah. Eight's yeah. more like boobs though.
Yeah, yeah. I think yeah. eight is boobs, three is butts.
Yeah.
I think that's.
If anybody disagrees with us, leave a comment down below.
Stay in your lane, eight. You're boobs.
And you three, you know your place. Your butts. One of the things that I think we should really will be one of the big selling points, and I don't know if we've made any progress on it, but Kevin and I were pretty firm on the fact that we're going to have an inflatable red, like, you know, like one of those gorillas, but
yeah.
like a giant inflatable,
like
but
a
it's
car
gonna,
dealership.
Yeah, but it's going to be a red Among Us.
Yeah, this is a cry for help.
Yeah,
we need your help to do this.
So if anybody knows where we can get a giant inflatable red Among Us, like it doesn't have to have a butt, but like if it has a butt,
I want it to be wiggling and waving,
wacky waving inflatable
Among
flailing
Us.
Among Us butt.
Yeah.
Is there
like can, twerking like boom?
Can
boom,
the can
boom,
the mascot boom, for this yeah, for this yeah. Maker you know like because Maker Faire had their own kind of robot mascot.
Yes.
Is there any way to make the mascot for this event just the red Among Us?
Yes.
Paying anybody. Anything?
I think there's a chance.
Here's let me set the scene. You walk into okay. the event, and the yes. first thing you do is you walk under in between the legs of the red Among Us.
Yes.
And you have to like yes. push your way out of the
push
butt.
Your way through yeah.
the
and crap. Then you look up. It looks regular at first. You look up, and yes. then it's like boom,
boom,
right
boom,
in the face.
Boom. Boom.
Wait, what's in my face?
The Among Us butt.
The butt is moving.
Oh, the butt. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. Okay, I see it. I can see it.
And then you see 500 booths full of wonderful.
I would pay easily $5,000 for
I
a
was
ticket
thinking
to
the same
to
exact
go,
thing.
To go to this kind of an event.
It's like you're getting baptized every time. It's like, boom.
Except it's more holy.
Sacred. Sacred Among
the
Us.
The sacred butt. Among Us booty. The power of booty compels you. So
and
the tickets are $5,000. The plan right now is Saturday, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then okay. Long story short, these events are horrendously expensive, and the only guarantee we have is that it's going to lose money. So we were trying to figure out different things that people might want to help, you know, pay more to support it. So I think we're going to try to do like a Friday night. We'll do like a limited set, like a founder's thing or something, so we can get people who want to support it more or just have more disposable income can come Friday night and have like a much like limited, you know, kind of scope where you can mingle with people
more.
Yeah,
just like before everything's set up, but you're just like chilling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then...
if you want to set up like a booth, that's going to be free.
Yeah, so you. If you get... Yeah, so there's so much stuff and we're
yeah.
trying to, you know, there's a bunch of people we're working
so
with.
We
want to
make
it
accessible for people that have something to be able to show it.
Yeah.
So for that, it's...
So we're going to have applications and everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to make a form and we'll publicize that and you can, you know, fill it out, tell us what you want to display, what you need, power requirements. And then there's a bunch of rules that we have to follow. So it's like if you have something with fire, there's like rules, there's all sorts of,
God,
it's sort of a nightmare. kind of reminds me of like BattleBots doing the safety inspection. Do you remember the form, the safety inspection form? Did you ever go?
No, I never actually went to a BattleBots thing.
Okay,
no.
So the form that you would do is like has some general like safety requirements, and then there's specific pages for certain systems. And so it's like if you're doing hydraulics or high voltage or this mm-hmm. or that. And so it's like, you know, if you have something that's like a Tesla coil, it's probably going to require a little bit more work. And so if there's something you want to show off or something cool you've done, we'll make the application public, we'll send it out, and then, you know, fill it out and tell us what you've got, what you want to show off. And we're trying to make like a kind of a pretty wide selection of interesting things. And I think we're going to do anything from like art to, you know, just sort of hardcore art, like drawings, maybe artists who want to sell stuff, to you know, like if you've got like kind of a weird, crazy like Lego thing you've done, because there's always like cool
on
Lego booths.
Weird like university project or something.
University
project.
Cool research. Yeah, I want to try to see if any of the colleges in the area, like Berkeley. So we visited Berkeley when we were up there on Thursday, and they've got their e-car, which is like their formula electric car. And like that, I saw that car in 2016 when I went with my friend to his FSIE in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a horrible place. sorry if this is how you found out. You live in a truly desolate wasteland. And the e-cars are really cool. Like it's so awesome to just see something so different than the internal combustion teams, and they're super fast. So it's like I would love to see something like that. And I'm the one thing is like I'm trying to sort of avoid, like, because I know that like Styro wants to bring stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I know you were talking about bringing stuff too, but I'm
like laser stuff is not a great
no. He wants
idea.
To bring a Tesla coil, and then I wanted to bring the capacitor bank to like blow.
Oh
up,
God!
Like,
there's literally no way.
What the fire marshal doesn't know won't hurt
it's
them.
It's not fire.
It is not. Is plasma?
Fire is a plasma.
Fire is like a sustained plasma, though. Yeah. No? Like, what's the difference between fire and plasma?
I think fire is a type of plasma.
Liberty, can you look up the difference between fire and plasma?
And if it's bad, just don't. We'll drop it.
Yeah, I think parts of fire count.
So anyway, we're still figuring out like what we want to do. You know, if we did something like that, it would just be like a one, you know, like a show one night or one afternoon. You know, just
bring my Thor hammer and zap Alan.
I also want to have like a YouTuber museum of like people bring some of their cool projects, and it's kind of like maybe along the entranceway walkway of like you know, everybody's neat little things that they've built.
Yeah, I really it's just like there's so much like material, and so it's like there's so much stuff that has to get brought in. There's so much like trying to figure like who's got cool stuff, who's actually serious about bringing it. The goo gun.
Oh, you know those like
that's
fountains
that's an interactive experience.
That is very get gooed. $5. Get gooed. Yeah. It's like the Nickelodeon.
Alan's handing out the $5 bills to everybody.
It's like the Nickelodeon slime, but
it's just white goo, translucent. Yeah.
And it shocks you.
It shocks me too, yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't be too hard to set up. Like
we could put you in like a snorkel lift and you could be the goo king. You're just blasting people.
Like if we set up a stage with like two buckets and they both have goo and they land on someone side by side, you could conduct a current that way. You definitely could do a Nickelodeon electric goo type of thing.
I don't even know if the tickets are for sale yet, so we can't tell you.
Anybody
to buy
else
them.
We want to shout out to gloat them for sponsorships?
Done Arby's yet? You did talk
about Arby's. Arby's.
You want to cater it?
You want to cater Arby's? Yeah. How many of sandwiches
meats.
You got in there?
The meats.
I don't think I've ever. I know they have the meat.
Have you never had Arby's?
I don't think I've ever had Arby's.
Every time we say they have the meat, we get a sandwich.
Really? They have the meat. They have the meat.
That's too much meat.
They have the meat. They have the meat. They have the meat. They have the meat. 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 All right. I never. How do we end it? How do we normally end it?
Usually just ends.
Well, we gotta promote. We already did that. Do we promote the Patreon too? Do we do that?
Yeah. Oh, Yeah. Is there an extra that we want to talk about?
Is there an extra? Is there an extra?
Oh, the name's flying across the screen.
Oh, there's names. Oh,
right.
There's names.
Yeah, the name.
Ooh, you guys like feet?
Use my third leg. Here,
we're
going to
touch.
Pick out a name.
This guy, we're going to pick him up right here.
On the foot of the arch of the
and
foot.
And you're going to kick it into my face. I'm going to sniff it.
Okay.
Wow, what a lucky person that was.
Wow.
Okay. You know, have they ever animated these? I've never watched.
So much work. I don't think they've ever. They do. Animated. You've just created so much work with all that pantomiming.
It's the only redeeming editing of the podcast. It's like the only part that's not monotonous and horrible. Think of the poor bastard that has to sit through this crap.
Yeah, the highlight of his day is a name going into your nostril and coming out your mouth.
You know, we have to pay someone to sift through this, and for some reason, some of you guys pay to listen to it. I will never, ever, ever understand that.
It's a closed circle. I need you to keep playing, or else I need a plane ticket home, guys. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
He's stuck here. He's gonna be.
Thanks to everybody on Patreon. If you would like some extra content, sometimes we put it out. So thank you guys so much for supporting us. If you support us, you get access to a private Discord server where actually I think it is the healthiest Discord community that we any of us have.
Yeah.
It genuinely is fantastic. Not saying anything bad about the more public Discord servers, but this one's not like those. And then it ends.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.